Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the KRFY Morning Show. I am your morning show host, Julie Calamine, and I'm joined by my co-host, Phil Huff. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, Julie. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Good.
Good to hear it.
What a great summer weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Memorial Day has come and gone, and it was a pretty darn good one.
What did you do?
Well, hung around the house, got out, did a little mushrooming. Mm-hmm. Didn't really go anywhere, but that was nice. Nice for Memorial Day.
Yeah, we got a couple hikes in. Stumbled across a few morels along the way on one of them.
You did?
Just surprisingly there.
That's great. Yeah. It's great to find some mushrooming. Yeah. I found a king bolete.
Oh,
so that was exciting for me.
Nice.
And I'm just going to mention this because it was so exciting to me. On Saturday of Memorial Day, I looked out over my yard and out past the backside of our back boundary. What did I see but five elk? We've never seen elk in our yard. It's pretty neat.
That's pretty wild.
I guess so. It was.
Yeah. Well, officially... almost officially the start of summer, Memorial Day weekend. Of course, the calendar might say otherwise, but the season really begins, and
true.
Here we are.
And it's getting busier around town, isn't it? Really is. I've noticed it. But that's good, because that's what Sandpoint is all about. And for it to get busier around town, we need for the weather to improve, and it's definitely doing that. So I'll give us a short weather report and then into guest introductions. Well, today's looking pretty good, Phil. Sunny and high of 80. Tonight, low 51 and clear. Tomorrow, more of the same. Sunny and 81. Wow, that's going to be warm.
Mm-hmm.
Lows in the 50s and the low 50s. Thursday, we've got a few clouds, a chance of showers. Same for Friday. And I can't see into the weekend, but maybe I can look and tell us about that. That's the important part. Saturday, mostly sunny again and high of 83. So it's turning into summer in the panhandle.
Quite nice. Whether you're on vacation or looking for something to do after work or on weekends, looks like it's summertime coming up, and that's a great segue for our topic this morning. We're part two of our summer camp series, so let's go ahead and we'll introduce our guests. We have three of them in the studio today with three different summer camps, and we're going to go, well, you can't hear this, you can't see this, you can hear this, right to left. We're going to start with Christine
Henneyes.
Henneyes. And I'm looking at my own writing.
Me
Christine
too.
Henneyes from Stages Theater Camp. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, Phil.
We'll hear a little bit from everybody just so we can get their voices down. And Dirk Darrow from the Kokalala Bible Camp. Good morning, Dirk.
Good morning, Phil.
And Julie McCallan from the Waldorf School Summer Camp.
Good morning, Phil.
Yeah.
All right, and three kind of different voices for a change.
Yeah,
I think we're going to be able to tell these three apart.
Easier than normal.
That's right.
Well, why don't we launch in and we'll kind of keep the same order and just go a little bit into your background and the camp you're with and who you are and the work you're doing. Just a kind of a brief overview.
Well, good morning. This is Christine Henneyes, and I am the executive director of Vital Northwest. We're a nonprofit that tries to encourage neurodiversity in the community and creative ways of doing that through education and connectivity in the community. One of the great things that we're offering this summer is Stages Intensive camp that is directly focused on acting and improv, ages 10 to 18. And we feel like that's a great way to breed connectivity. It's something that community thrives on.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your connection to Vital Northwest and to the Stages summer camp.
Sure. I established Vital Northwest back in 2014. My family has been directly impacted by the topics of autism, ADHD, and we have lots of friends and family that have been impacted by things like brain injury and just developmental disabilities. So we know that there's a really strong need for people to understand each other, connect with each other, and develop really strong relationships.
Very good. And Dirk, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your camp?
Thank you. My name is Dirk Darrow. I'm the director of Kokalala Lake Bible Camp. I am a missionary. I serve in that capacity. It simply means that I raise my support in order to do that. But that is the case with all the people that work there at the camp. Mm-hmm. We're a Bible camp that provides summer activities for youth from the ages of 7 all the way up through teens. We also have family programs. We do family camps. I do backpacking excursions through the summer. I also just completed one a few weeks ago down into the Hell's Canyon area. Took 26 young people out on a backpacking trip, and we do retreats throughout the year.
Okay, mm-hmm. And disclaimer from Julie, I take a swim down on the north side of Lake Kokalala every once in a while, and I have run into crazy Bible campers doing plays, swimming. That is a fun bunch, I've got to say. They are very happy when they're there.
Absolutely. In fact, the thing that you're talking about is what we call the big event, all the drama that happens, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Very good. And Julie, tell us about you.
Certainly. I work at the Sandpoint Waldorf School, and I've been there for 20 years. First as a teacher, and now I'm the educational administrator, and I get to design the summer camps, which is a lot of fun. And the Waldorf School's been in the area since 1992. So we've been offering education from when I'm 18-month-olds to 14-year-olds in the school. And the summer camps really took off 3 years ago, and they've been growing more and more each year. There are summer camps for 4-year-olds through 14-year-olds. So we have early childhood-based summer camps and then theme-based grade summer camps.
Very good.
Very nice. Very, very different experiences. Let's go a little deeper into them and start with, tell us why parents should enroll their children into each of your summer camps. We'll go in the same order.
Well, as I think we've all noticed over the last few years, kids tend to have their faces in screens most of the day. And just this past weekend, I met a parent who said, you know, I just want to make sure that my kids aren't playing video games this summer, all mm-hmm. summer long. And we feel that acting is kind of a gateway drug to another addiction. Mm-hmm. But it's the human addiction that we really crave, mm-hmm. that face-to-face experience with other human beings. And I feel that, you know, based on my own history of summer camp, remembering summer camp as a kid, those are experiences that will last you a lifetime. They stay with you, and they provide learning experiences, coping skills, conflict resolution opportunities. Mm-hmm. It's just endless, the types of things that you can learn mm-hmm. and take with you for the rest of your life. So with drama situations, community theater is by nature just like that, and offering it to a range of 10 to 18-year-olds provides a great opportunity to mentor and to learn from people that come from different walks of life.
And so I'm really intrigued by the connection between the acting drama camp and some of the objectives you mentioned for the Vital Northwest, dealing with the development disabilities, ADHD, and autism.
Yeah.
Is this focused on that community, or is this more broadly open to all?
Well, in the past, autistic individuals, people who have, and people who have developmental disabilities, may be sectioned off or placed in special education programs, and we're finding that a lot of the disabilities that people have are really invisible, and so you might come across someone who is autistic, who has ADHD, who has a learning disability, who has neurological differences, different wiring in the brain, and that's all that it is, that just need the connection with other people. So while our camps and our classes are not exclusive for people who deal with those issues, they benefit greatly. And we find that the people who don't deal with those issues also benefit greatly from the experience.
An experience of understanding people with different wiring in their brains. Yes.
It breeds compassion.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
And for how many years is the camping going on?
Well, we started in 2014. Mm-hmm. Most of our camps and classes are also based on community support, the ability for volunteers to volunteer, and sometimes volunteers get burnt out, so we have to offer camps and classes for shorter time periods, maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks. This time we're offering for 8 weeks, and we've got a great crew excited to offer.
Very good. And Dirk Darrow, why might kids, what would be important about kids going to Bible camp? What? Why should they come to your camp?
Well, before I answer that, let me first say thank you to Christine, because I am a father of 9 children, of which 2 of mine have some limitations. I have a child with ADHD. I also have a disabled son who has Down syndrome. And it was when we became introduced to those disabilities, it changed our lives. And I would wholeheartedly agree with the impact that the community can have, and what you're doing, I think, is a great work. So thank you for doing that. I want to just say a little bit about Cocoa Lake Bible Camp. We were established in 1972. We're on the north end of Lake Cocalalla. We are a nonprofit. Our desire is to provide safe, fun summer camps for kids. That was the original purpose of our Bible camp. We've simply expanded with some other activities. And the bottom line is we spend an entire year training our youth staff. We have a youth leadership program. So I'm working with upwards of 100 young people throughout the school year in order to prepare them to serve as youth staff at the Bible camp. And that gives us a great foundation to provide a safe, fun environment for these kids. And as was mentioned earlier, summer camp is a great memory, and we want to foster that and continue perpetuating it.
So 100 volunteer staff, that's a big camp.
Absolutely. We house about 250 people each week. Obviously, those numbers change depending on the age groups, but we will be able to sleep a little bit over that, about 275. But with our staff, our senior staff, adult staff, and our youth staff, along with the campers, it gives us a great opportunity to put those kids in environments where they'll have fun.
And Dirk, what are parents looking for when they send their kids to your camp? What are they hoping will be the benefit?
Well, obviously, we as a Bible camp, we're gonna teach things from the Bible. But more than that, or equal to that, is providing a safe environment. And Christine mentioned this earlier. We're a culture that's plugged in, and so our camp happens to be an unplugged camp. So we're trying to get kids a little detached from technology for at least a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's an overnight camp. They stay the week.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Each of our camps goes overnight. Our camps begin on a Sunday afternoon, and the 3 youth camps go through Thursday. Our teen camp, which would be our 4th camp, goes through Friday. It's an extra day long.
Okay. Well, Julie McCallan, tell us a bit about why parents might consider the Waldorf School camp.
Well, we too are an unplugged camp. I like that phrase. As Christine mentioned, also about forming relationships and friendships. I originally began the grades camps because I'm also the school gardener, and we have a garden, and gardens need to be managed during this summer, and they need children to to enjoy the fruits of the garden. So it's a great opportunity. Each of the camps has a garden aspect to it, working in the morning in the garden. And a couple of the camps, then we make our lunches from the garden. And just seeing the joy of children cutting up. I mean, I'll have them quarreling over who gets to cut up the onions. it's a lot of fun. So really, it's fun-based. It's relationship creating and creating rhythm and structure, because the unstructured realm of summer without school, without other things, can start to kind of go, well, what's happening? And giving that rhythm and structure brings a sense of security. And I know the parents appreciate it and the students appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more, in addition to what the program looks like there, but typically the parents who are sending their kids, what's their main interest? Why choose the Waldorf school summer camp?
Certainly. Well, it does create that, as I said, an unplugged environment, an environment where they're outside playing. We also, in a couple of the camps, put in a theater element, too, recognizing that acting together can also create relationships, test their own sense of, oh, what can I do, try on new roles. And so if you're looking for something that feels homey but is in a school environment and a lot of outdoor play and a lot of just fun with books and theater and cooking.
Sure. That sounds fun, too. Man, they all sound like so much fun, Phil.
They do, don't they?
They do. Another question before we go to break, but would you mind telling us what your goals are as camp directors for these kids?
Well, primarily with the kids that are attracted to our camp. These are kids who have discovered an inkling of a passion for performing, for being listened to, for being heard, and for being able to express themselves creatively. So those goals we want to keep fostering and keep nurturing, and we want to help them to keep learning how to communicate better and to become producers, creators, nurturers, facilitators, and less of consumers of just content. I think we're all really great consumers of content, but if we can turn that around and help create new ideas and just new opportunities.
How broad a net? How big an area do the students come from? And are there relationships you have with other schools that are portals into the Stages program?
Sure. So we actually just had a student register who is coming from Moscow. We have a family who is going to be coming for the summer from Hawaii. So they are coming from different areas to come to our camp and finding their own accommodations, I suppose. Although the Hotel Rubies, I think, is offering a discount to some of those families. Sure. But the connections that we have in the community are really broad-based. We have been involved with the Panada Theater. We've been involved with the theater in Newport, the Ponderay Playhouse. We are connected with Growing Dreams, and the drama teacher and the music teacher, there support our efforts. And we kind of are gearing some of our students to be kind of a feeder program for Growing Dreams and what they're doing there. So that they have actors who are ready to audition for the next school year.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Dirk, if you could tell us, what are the goals? What are your goals for those kids by the time they're leaving Bible camp?
Thank you. Again, we want to provide a safe environment for these kids. To be honest, I have parents contact us every year, and that is their first question. Can you tell me a little bit about how I know my kids will be safe? So our goal is to provide a safe environment. Because we're an overnight program, we provide a security system as well. So it does give our parents and our campers the security, the peace of mind that they would need to have. Perhaps the greatest goal that I would have as a Bible camp, we want to share Jesus Christ with the kids that come into the program. Our desire would be that they have an opportunity to learn and to grow in their knowledge and understanding of him and take that back home and spread that even to their families.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And do these kids come from various churches? They don't all come from one church.
This is an amazing array of families and churches that come into our camp. We serve Eastern Washington and Northern Idaho. I have people coming from Deer Park, from Spokane, from Davenport, and all parts in between, down to Harrison, Idaho, St. Mary's, up obviously here in Sandpoint area, Ponderay. So there's a lot of representation. We have, I mentioned the youth leadership program that we do through the year. We have seven of those regionally that we put on. Or support, and those are drawing from churches in some of these outlying areas. So we have a network of about 45, maybe 50 churches that support our program. We're a non-denominational, independent Bible camp, so we will draw multiple churches from different regions.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And Julie, third again, but sometimes we save the best for last. What are your goals when kids are leaving Waldorf camp?
To have gained new skills, new confidence, and new friendships is really the goals, because we have a wide range of opportunities for them. For instance, in our wilderness camp, they learn to identify plants in the wild. They may learn how to tan a hide. So just a lot of sense of, oh, I can learn some new wilderness skills. And then in the farmer boy camp, making butter, making cheese, making jam. And then in the theater camp, they'll be making wooden puppets. We're doing Pinocchio. So just that sense in the wide spectrum of it all, of just really testing themselves, pushing the limits of what they know and going, oh, I can do this.
And are these mostly Waldorf school students from our local Waldorf school, others also, or is it more openly enrolled?
It's interestingly enough, this year we got more inquiries from outside our school. We gained a lot of interest early on, and so actually two of our camps are already full. And I had to remind the people in our school, if you're going to sign up, you need to sign up soon because we're filling up, which is great. I love the fact that it's getting interest from other people. Some people who are moving here for the Waldorf school and want their children to become integrated at the school during the summer. But some people just who are here vacationing over the summer aren't a part of a Waldorf school community, but want a summer mm-hmm. camp experience have also applied.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. So we've heard a bit about the camps. We've heard about goals and why kids might want to attend these camps. We're going to take a short music break and come back and dive right into some of the details. So because it's just about summertime, Phil and I decided to go on a summertime music theme today. And our first choice is Billie Holiday's Summertime. Oh. And that was Billie Holiday with Summertime. And it sure is summertime. If you're just joining us, this is KRFY, listener-supported community radio for the North Idaho Panhandle. This is Julie Calamine, your morning show host, and I'm joined by my co-host, Phil Huff.
And welcome back to the second half of part two of summer camp.
That's
it's starting
right.
to really feel like summer. If you've just tuned in, this morning we're speaking with three individuals from three different summer camps. We've got Dirk Darrow from the Kokalala Bible Camp, Julie McCallan, the Waldorf School Summer Camp, and Christine Henise with the Stages Theater Group. So if you missed any of the first half, we will have a podcast up later on today. For now, we're going to go a little deeper dive into each of the summer camps, and we'll go in the same order we were going in before.
We will, but before that, or as each person starts, let's be sure that we mention your contact information, website, phone mm-hmm. number, anything that would help folks get in touch with you.
Right. So, Christine, let's start with you, and we'll start with the contact information, then tell us, go into a little bit of detail about what each of the summer camps this summer are all about.
Okay, so it's Stages Intensives Camp. This is an acting and improv camp. The first camp session will start on June 10th, and the last one will end on August 16th. So it will span all summer long, 8 sessions. Mm-hmm. Our contact information is, I think the easiest way would be to just give you our phone number, then you can reach us and we can send you a link to our website. Our phone number is 208-597-2457. That's 208-597-2457.
And if they Google you, will they find you?
Vital Northwest is the easiest way to find us. Facebook is even easier. I know there's a lot of Facebook bookers out there. They won't be in using Facebook in the camp, though.
Good.
Unplugged as well.
Unplugged. So tell us a little bit about the 8 different weeks.
Well, we'll have 8 individual weeks. All will be structured pretty much the same, but we'll have different themes, different scripts every week. We're going to be having improv games, opportunities for character development, script studies. We'll be having what's called a lab and lunch every week, where we'll have a guest speaker, a guest instructor who comes in, spends about an hour and a half sharing lunch stories and some kind of activity with our campers. One week we're going to have a costumer who costumed the musical Annie at Growing Dreams Productions, and she'll be coming and sharing some costuming activities with the kids.
And do the kids coming in need to have any background or experiences? Do you look at their, I don't even know if theater people call it a resume,
but they do.
What productions they've been in?
We encourage them to share that with us. I think the thing that we need or that we would like to see the most is that they want to be there. If they don't want to be there, it's going to be a challenging week for them because it's a 5-hour-a-day camp. Mm-hmm. And, we have in the past in classes had kids warm up within the first two or three minutes. Having the conversation beforehand with them helps them to know what they're in for. But having passionate kids is a great start. To that end, we're actually having a camp preview. We had one this past weekend on Saturday, and it went great, and we had some new campers come on. We're having one on June 8th at the Hotel Ruby from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to give kids an idea of what the camp day might be like and give them an opportunity to ask some of those burning questions, have their parents feel safe about having their kid involved in the camp. And this last weekend, we had our campers tell us that they wanted to attend every single camp, and the parents were kind of probably at a loss for how they were going to make that happen.
Well, I thought it was some of the parents who might be asking for their kids to
attend
every single camp.
I think they probably do.
It would go both ways, so, wouldn't it?
Does it culminate in a performance?
Every Friday, we're going to be having a showcase. I know that some of the other camps probably culminate in a play performance, but we feel that with like an intensives camp, what we're focusing on is the skills development and the relationships that are built, and how we feel that we can best put kind of a cap on that, a really joyful cap on that at the end of the week, is to have the campers work on ideas of how they want to showcase what they've learned. So they're collaborating, they're getting guidance, but they're largely in charge of what they're performing, what they're giving to their audience on Fridays.
Well, I have to say, I really like the idea of a camp preview, because I can imagine there could be a little bit of anxiety for a kid if they didn't quite know what camp was going to be like. I would think that would be reassuring.
Especially when you think about being on stage. Mm-hmm. So our classroom isn't really like a stage, or the camp environment is really not a stage per se. So they walk in and they don't really have to have that anxiety. Mm-hmm. We are not judging. We're not determining who's getting cast in what part. Everybody's getting cast in the parts that they want to work on. And so there's not going to be anybody left out whatsoever. So that anxiety can just mm-hmm. fall to the ground.
I'm picturing the Hotel Ruby, and I'm assuming there's a fairly limited size that can attend each week.
It is. We really max out at 30 students, and we wanted to have a really intimate environment where we could work one-on-one, face-to-face with students, and not have them become a number and just a cog in the a play production process. So we want them to really develop those mm-hmm. those skills and have fun.
Sounds great. Why don't you just run through the dates and the topics or the areas of interest?
Yeah. So the acting and improv is our primary focus, but we will also be offering labs in auditioning, choreography, vocal, writing, stagecraft, tech and lighting, costuming, film production, and makeup. So our camp starts on June 10th. Our first session is June 10th through 14th. Second is June 17th through 21st. Third session is June 24th through 28th. Fourth is July 8th through 12th. Fifth is July 15th through 19th. Sixth session is July 22nd through 26th. Seventh session is August 5th through 9th. And the last session, the eighth session, is August 12th through 16th.
So it's going to be a busy summer.
And they will all be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Who does the training, facilitating, instructing?
We have right now three instructors, and we actually are going to be having another one join us probably in the next week, who saw our camp information and was excited about the prospect of volunteering at our camp. So it with varied experience levels in the different areas like improv and acting. Mm-hmm. One of our instructors is actually going to be a newly recent graduate of Sandpoint High School, who has been through the drama program and who has been accepted at the AMDA, which is the American Musical and Dramatic Academy in Los Angeles. And she will be earning her way to college through teaching at camp.
Oh, nice.
That's great.
Can you tell us her name?
Her name is Jolie Henise. She's okay. My daughter.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Well, good. So you'll be able to help her get ready and help her be prepared for a good summer at camp.
Yeah, and we also have some mentors who are coming up in the program, and they're in junior high and high school, so they'll be learning the ropes and leading as they learn.
Mm. Oh, good.
And I just got to ask one final question. Any session on radio?
Funny you should ask. Actually, my grandfather was a radio announcer back in the old days who went around programming radio stations mm-hmm. across the country. So we could actually work that in if the station
Phil,
would like
we'll have to get Susie together later and talk about this idea.
Capital idea.
Phil, I see your resume heading over there.
Well, I'm going to be gone during a good bit of this time this year, but
join us for a luncheon lab 1 week. We'd love to have you.
That would be fun.
Very good. Well, let's move on to Dirk. And Dirk, tell us what's going to be happening. Give us the blow-by-blow, the play-by-play for the summer.
Great. Let me give you our contact information first. Our phone number for our office is 208-263-3912. Or you can check out our website at clbcamp.org. The C for Kokalala, L for Lake, B for Bible, and then word camp.org. You can also find us on Facebook. Our camps begin this summer in July. Actually, we start every year. Our camps are the month of July. We start with our teen camp first, then we go backwards, 11 and 12-year-old camp, 9 and 10-year-old camp, and then 7 and 8-year-old camp. We always start the week following the 4th of July. So this year, the first camp, the teen camp, begins July 7th and ends on the 12th. So it's a Sunday, the 7th, and it ends on Friday, the 12th. The 11 and 12-year-old camp will begin on July 14th and end on the 18th. The 9 and 10-year-old camp, July 21st, ending on July 25th. And then our 7 and 8-year-old camp will begin on July 28th and ends on August 1st. And by the way, 7 and 8-year-olds, sending your 7 and 8-year-old to camp, moms, panic.
Oh, I would imagine. Yes.
But that's okay, because we are very prepared and equipped, and we just love to see those little guys and gals come in and have a great time. It's a great opportunity for them to be loved upon and have a great experience.
And the month of July in Sandpoint, man, that is summertime on the lake. You couldn't pick a better time.
Absolutely. And Julie, we talked a little bit ago about your observations of some of the things happening at the north end of the lake there when you've been down visiting. So each week we have a theme that our camp is built upon. I'm not going to disclose that. That's a secret until you come to camp. But let me say this, it has something to do with treasure. But through that, we spend the week of camp telling a story. And the end of that story culminates in what we call the big event. And so there's this activity, the last full day of camp. So it's the Wednesday of most our camps, the Thursday of teen camp. We conduct a walkthrough culmination of the story. And it's all in costume, and the campers go from station to station, getting to throw water balloons and soak the various youth staff. If they're lucky, they can catch me and douse me with some water if they're fast enough or I'm slow enough. and then they celebrate with a nice dinner at the end.
So of the going back and including part one in this question, Camp Show One, of the six camps we've been able to profile, your experience probably more closely approximates what many of us growing up of a generation picture, a destination, a place that's really rooted in that place. So tell us a little bit about the place.
Great. This was a blessing that in 1971, there were some people that came together really with the idea of summer camp. And in 1971, we were donated land on the north end of Kokalala Lake for the express purpose of putting a Bible camp together. We were incorporated in 1972 as Kokalala Lake Bible Camp, and we have been serving since then. At that time, it was a piece of hayfield. There were no trees, no buildings. It was simply a field that was mowed down, and we put army tents up as our lodging. We've come a long way. We have multiple buildings. We have cabins that sleep easily, 160 people. I have 16 cabins, 10 beds in each cabin. I also have three teepees. The teepees, by the way, came from the World's Fair in Spokane in, I think that was 1974.
Interesting.
And we have three teepees that were donated to the camp at different times from different places. And we can house campers in those as well. We have additional housing in our gymnasium and some other housing that borders the property.
Mm-hmm. And even though it was once a hayfield, part of it is still a pasture because I see a horse running around from time to time.
Absolutely. One of the biggest draws is we provide horsemanship. We do trail rides. The kids love to come and have an experience on a horse. We bring in anywhere from 8 to 15 horses for each of our camps, and we have all the riding equipment that necessary, the tack and saddles, and then, of course, helmets for all the riders. But it gives them an opportunity to enjoy a little time on a horse if they it's not maybe not an experience that they've had before until they come to camp. We also do things like canoeing and mountain biking, and we have a miniature golf course on site. We have a disc golf course, a 9-hole course for disc golf. Lots of other activities, sand volleyball, soccer, basketball. I mentioned we have a gymnasium. So there's plenty of activity to do. And then when we get down to the lake, we have certified lifeguards that will provide supervision for the time that the kids are swimming or doing various water activities.
Yeah, so as Phil said, it really is that form of a traditional mm-hmm. summer camp with some, hopefully some values being instilled and a lot of fun happening.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a great facility. Is it in use for other things year-round?
We do retreats throughout the year ourselves. We do retreats for men, women, families, young people. And then the facility is available for other organizations to use if they want to put on their own camps. Again, just contact our office. Again, that number is 208-263-3912 or our website at clbcamp.org. Mm-hmm.
Very good. And in the interest of giving everyone a fair amount of time to talk about their mm-hmm. programs, I think we'd better move on to Julie McCallan. Mm-hmm. Julie, tell us the details of the Waldorf School camp this year.
Certainly. Well, in terms of contact information at the Sandpoint Waldorf School, our phone number is 208-265-2683. That's the easiest way to get a hold of us. You can go to our website, sandpointwaldorf.org. It doesn't have summer camp details, but it does have contact information and emails to contact us. We have our early childhood summer camps go from June 17th all the way to August 9th, except for the week of the 4th of July. And those, you can enroll a week at a time, and those are with our long-term early childhood provider, Jenny, who's also our handwork teacher, and she'll be providing just a lot of simple fun for young children, playing out in the water, playing in the garden, going for walks, making simple crafts, and doing simple cooking. And then we have three two-week-long grades-based summer camps. The first one's a theater camp, and we're going to be doing Pinocchio with our own drama teacher, Molly St. Pierre. And that one's open for children from 6 to 14, and it unfortunately is full right now, but we have a waiting list for it. We try to keep our camps at 12 to 15 students, just to keep it a more intimate experience. The next grades-based camp is Farmer Boy Camp, which is loosely based on the Little House on the Prairie series by Laura Ingalls Wilder. We always do a little enactment from one of the stories in the books and then spend our time going off to pick blueberries, go visit new farms, and doing all sorts of kitchen crafts and other crafts. And that one is from July 15th through the 26th. And all of these camps go from 8 to 3.
All right, a full day.
And then there's the Life in the Wilderness Camp, July 29th to August 9th, and that's with Sean Deller, who's our woodworking teacher at the school, who is very knowledgeable about the lore of the early fur trappers in the area and the Native Americans. And so he really brings a sense of wildcrafting, of being able to go out in the woods and identify tracks, to identify plants, and then to see what you can create out of the materials in the woods.
So it sounds like one of the things that's unique about your camp, at least unique with the three we're looking at this morning, mm-hmm. Is that it's not all at the Waldorf School. You're traveling to different places.
Exactly. I mean, we always start at the Waldorf School and end at the Waldorf School each day, but there will be field trips to off to other places. Because unfortunately, our setting as a school is not in a beautiful camp setting like Kokalala, and then we want to get them out to the lake. And
Sure. And, you know, we've been talking about the Waldorf School, and your school has been interviewed here on KRFY before, but for folks that don't know about it, Waldorf has a little different philosophy about learning, and I'm assuming that that's following through with that philosophy in the summer camp. So maybe just touch on what that's about with Waldorf.
Certainly. In the Waldorf School, we really want to educate the whole child, not just the intellect, but the, as we say, hand, heart, and head, or body, soul, and spirit, just the realization that there's, it's a whole being coming to us. And we have very much of an artistic approach because we feel like it's through the arts that children identify with a subject, express their subject, and really deepen their knowledge of a subject. So we are completely academic, but we are strong in the arts as well as a way to integrate the academics.
Very good.
I could also mention that our early childhood programs are all play-based. We don't introduce academics till first grade in a sense of a formal academics. They're certainly getting the foundation for academics.
Very good. So we're running a little low on time, but I think we can close perhaps with a short anecdote, if you will, of how your camp's experience has impacted one child or one family, something special from the previous year's camping experience that was transformative. We'll start again over with Christine.
Well, the thing that comes to mind is a camp that we did a few years ago themed on James and the Giant Peach. It was something that introduced the idea to our campers that that theater and performing is more about community and relationship than anything. So being able to integrate the businesses in Sandpoint and introduce our campers to establishing those relationships with people in the community was just phenomenal. It was an eye-opening experience for them, a first-time experience, and it broadened their horizons. So we're all about building those relationships and having fun.
Yeah, very nice. Dirk?
Perhaps one of the greatest blessings that we have is when a kid goes home and says to their parents, "That was the best week ever." And that happens frequently. Specifically, I was involved in a conversation just a few weeks ago from a father who contacted me. His daughter had attended the last two summers, and he said, "We are really looking forward to having our daughter serve at camp this year. She's a teenager." And that, to us, is one of the greatest things. When we have these kids that have come through our camp program, and then they qualify to serve, and so they get involved in our youth leadership programs that we facilitate mm-hmm. through the year. And that's perhaps the best way for us to see the success, is when those kids have a great experience themselves and then turn around and get involved in our youth leadership programs so that they then, in turn, can serve to give other kids a good opportunity at camp.
I could see that would yeah. be pretty yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, that would be powerful.
Absolutely.
Yes. Julie.
I would say that just that transformative experience that the children go through, I mean, they can go through it at school, but I think camps provide that even in a different way because of all the hands-on activities. But to have I've had children go home and show their parents how to cook a meal, or they're suddenly eating vegetables they wouldn't eat before because they pulled them from the garden and cooked them up. And then also through our drama element of the camps, facing their fears and going, I can't do this, and then to realize I can do it and I did it really well.
That would make a teacher proud, I would think.
Yes.
Very good. Well, we're about to close, but why don't we ask for contact info one last time and then we'll go to a song break. Christine.
So you can contact Stages Intensives Camp at 208-597-2457. That is through Vital Northwest. And this is Christine Henise. You can reach me. Again, it's 208-597-2457.
Thank you, Christine. And Dirk Darrow.
Cocalala Lake Bible Camp can be contacted at 208-263-3912 or visit our website at clbcamp.org.
Thank you. Julie McCallan.
You can reach the Sandpoint Waldorf School at 208- 865-2683. Or you can go and onto our website, sandpointwaldorf.org.